Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about self-admiration and why self-admiration is a vice and it is bad. Self-admiration in Arabic, it is called ujb. And it's one of the moral vices, one of the ethical vices. It's a bad characteristic. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "There is no loneliness more frightening than self-admiration." Meaning the person who, you know, admires himself, you know, he's always lonely. Nobody likes to be around a person who, you know, he admires himself unnecessarily. And Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, "Self-admiration shows up your faults." And he said, "Self-admiration is foolishness." In this beautiful hadith, which Imam Baqir alayhi salam, which has been transmitted from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, the Imam says the following: "Verily Allah, blessed and most high, says, 'Verily from among my servants is he who asked me to enable him to perform an act of obedience to me, in order that he may procure my love. But I, however, withhold that from him.'" Meaning there's a servant, he does a good deed, and he wants God to love him for it. He wants to become beloved of God. He wants to be, you know, God wants God to love him and to like him, but God does not love him, even though the person may have performed that good deed. Why? Because Allah says, "But I, however, withhold that from him in order that he does not come to feel proud of that action of his." Meaning, God Almighty, he doesn't allow the person to perform that action. And you can say that this person, he wants to build a mosque, right? He thinks it's a good deed. He wants to, you know, God, you know, to love him for it and reward him for it. And he makes the intention to do so. But God Almighty, right, he doesn't allow him to do so, meaning he prevents him from doing so. He places certain hindrances on his path to performing this good deed, and you know, they prevent him from doing it. He's not able to make the mosque. You know, let's say that he wants to build a house for his father. He's not able to do so. He wants to get married, but you know, he's not able to do so. He wants to go to Hajj, but he's not able to procure the funds and the money to do so. Why? God does not allow him to do so because God knows he sees that beforehand that if I allow my servant to perform this good deed, the servant may become proud and arrogant, and he may this is a vice, and God does not like this servant to become afflicted with this vice, so prevents him from doing so, from performing the good deed. But that doesn't mean that the person will not be rewarded, because God Almighty, he rewards based on intentions. The person's intention was good, and even though he wasn't able to perform the good deed, since he had the intention of doing so, God Almighty will reward him in the hereafter. And that love, that divine love that the person, you know, he desired, you know, God Almighty will bestow it on him. God will love this person, and he will become one of God's beloved creatures. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at self-admiration in the words of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد